What separates an average player from an elite one? Strength, power, durability. If you want to hit harder, throw faster, and move explosively on the field, your training needs to be dialed in. My name's Liam Beard. This is Tony Genuso. We're the co-owners here at Powerhouse Fitness and Performance. Today, we're going to be breaking down the five best exercises that every baseball player should be doing to maximize performance. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so I think when you first start talking about baseball, we've gone over this, you know, in our other podcasts, but really baseball is about being explosive. It's, you know, about the quick sprinting, the swinging, the throwing. Right. If you're not training for power, then you're really just leaving everything on the table there. You're missing the point. Baseball is not a bodybuilding competition. We're here to move fast. We're here to be explosive. And being strong doesn't necessarily mean you're powerful. Being big doesn't necessarily mean you're powerful. Right. We like to train people to perform optimally in their sport. And that's kind of what we're going to be getting into today with these top 5 points that we're looking at for baseball players specifically. Some of the top 5 exercises that we use here at Powerhouse that we've seen a bunch of results as well. You know, they're exercises that, you know, we've handpicked because they build real on-field results. So let's just dive into it. First one, I think we can both agree on this one, the trap bar deadlift. You can see pretty much every athlete in here, you know, uses the trap bar deadlift because it's so valuable, right?
Right. You know, we love using the trap bar here. It puts less strain on the lower back compared to like conventional straight bar deadlift. Makes it safer for in-season and off-season training. It really focuses on hip drive, which is key for sprinting and explosive rotational power. And it translates into baseball, right? You have a stronger posterior chain, harder swings, faster first steps. And again, that powerful hip extension is the foundation of athletic power.
And I like it because it can be trained in so many different ways. Like, right. You can just do it to lift heavy and build that base strength, but then you can also build off of that to increase your power. So we can train it super heavy and the bar is going to move slow, or we can move it really fast. We can even set up like a velocity-based trainer on there that, you know, will give us real-time feedback on how fast we're moving it. And when you move with intent, that's really when you kind of start building power and start becoming a better athlete overall, not just being powerful in maybe a jump, but that's the kind of stuff that'll translate to running a 60 faster, or even throwing the ball harder, using your legs, getting into your legs, which a lot of, you know, we talked about that in the last podcast, a lot of people don't use their legs properly. So sequencing, that'll help there as well. I think the next one that's on the list is another big one for us. It's a barbell split squat. There's a couple different variations for the split squat that we use, but I think something that everybody can do, whether you train here at Powerhouse or not, you just put the barbell on your back, whether it's a safety squat bar or just a normal bar, move your legs, one in front, one in the other, and we're just going up and down in that split squat stance. So, you know, if you look at a baseball player, baseball is played on one leg. You see a pitcher go through his windup, he's on his back leg pushing off the rubber, delivering. For a hitter, they load back into the backside and then they fire through, and they're really putting a lot of the weight on their back leg to help translate that power through their legs, through their core, and through the bat as well. And then when you're looking at running and stuff like that, it improves your balance, stability, and then also better acceleration. You know, when you're taking off after a ball's hit and you're a runner on the bases, or if, you know, you're just playing shortstop and a ball's hit to your left and right, a barbell split squat is going to allow you to have equal amount of strength and power in each leg, so you're capable of moving front, back, left, or right. That's personally one of my favorites on this list. And I think it translates super well for baseball players.
Yeah, I think it's this exercise in particular is super important. And even just all unilateral exercises, right? When we have parents and athletes come in and sit down and talk with us, one of the big things we harp on that we do here at Powerhouse is a lot of unilateral work. So single leg squats, and then upper body wise, doing like single arm presses, single arm dumbbell bench, stuff like that. We see so many differences between like the right and left side, and a lot of our young athletes, right? I mean, which is typical. You have a stronger side, so that's the one you're used to using more. The problem is when one side is so much stronger than the other, that's where these injuries come in, because at some point you're going to have to use that weaker side, because it's a sport, right? Split second, you have to plan off your weak leg to move in a certain direction. If it's not as strong as it should be, that's where we see these injuries come into play. So that's why we do so many unilateral exercises like the barbell split squat, just to build that single leg strength, make sure both legs are equally strong. And then that strength and power translates onto the field, right?
Right. And then even talking about that, you see a lot of people, whether it be on social media or sports specific coaches, doing everything just in the plane in which they're, you know, if they're right handed, they always have their left leg in front, right, and their right leg in back. It's on us to be able to balance it out. So that way, like you just said, we're not getting overuse injuries, and both legs are very capable. The next exercise, it's essentially kind of what Liam was talking about for the lower half, but we're going to move to the upper half. It's the landmine single arm shoulder press. So we like to use that in the corner of the room with a landmine. What that exercise does is, you know, it helps the athlete work on driving through overhead, but you have a freer range of motion when you're working with a landmine as opposed to a barbell going over your head. A lot of people don't have great thoracic or shoulder mobility to begin with. So this exercise actually allows your scapula and your shoulder blade to kind of upwardly rotate as you press through. And you're actually using your serratus anterior as you're pressing through to help stabilize, which is a super important muscle for pitchers and hitters alike. But this is an exercise that, again, we use on both sides. We're not just favoring the throwing arm or the non-throwing arm. And it's, you know, a stronger shoulder means stronger throws, and then a healthier shoulder in general. You build stability through the core, which is essential, because if we're going single arm, there is a balance component to it as well. So getting a solid base through your legs, but then we're also working the arm in that exercise as well.
Yeah, I love this exercise because like the trap bar deadlift, it's something, there's a few different variations, right? You can do almost like explosive like presses, right, where you get a little bit of a squat and you're pressing up with that landmine. You can do cleans and presses with the landmine. We love using the landmine here. It's so shoulder friendly, which is super nice for our baseball guys, just any of our overhead athletes in general, right? And just like the plane of motion that you're pressing in, right, and being able to pop our head through and just having that nice smooth motion with the landmine. We really like that. And the unilateral concept that we spoke on earlier, just being able to work both arms equally just to prevent any injuries, right?
And the landmine, that exercise variation is actually pretty versatile too, because you can throw a rotational press in there too, right, that we do with our baseball guys as well. You just start with the bar in your front hand, you get an initial pull with that front side, and then you twist and follow through. That's getting a bit more sport specific, with our baseball guys. That's really helping you drive that back through, that back leg through, and also work on sequencing there too. So, another great option for baseball players and softball players alike.
Sweet. All right. Moving on to number four. We're talking about farmer's carries. I actually had a group of baseball guys in here this morning, and you either love these or you hate them. There's really no in between. There's half the group was like, hell yeah, let's move some weight. The other half was like, gosh, I don't want to pick this up right now. But farmer's carries, super important. And these are something you can do like anywhere, really, right? And it's going to benefit you in the long run. Basically, two heavy dumbbells or a trap bar, or whatever it is, walking a certain length or a certain duration, with these heavy dumbbells, keeping our chest tall, shoulders back, squeezing our core tight, nice and smooth. We don't want to be running up and down with the dumbbells, right? We want to stay nice and smooth and controlled, squeezing our core tight. Basically, these farmer's carries are going to help with a stronger grip. When you have a stronger grip, you have better bat control, more bat speed. Helps with endurance and injury prevention for pitchers. Just being under that load and under that tension overall, just stressing your body in that manner. And then it just builds full body tension, full body strength, improving your posture, improving your core strength. Like we talked about, everything is from the ground up. So, you know, working through our legs up into our core, and that core stability and that core strength is super important. And it can improve your shoulder stability as well for throwers.
And if you have watched a Major League Baseball game or have gone to a big college baseball game, there's one thing that really stands out on baseball players, and it's the massive forearms that these guys have. Like, you go watch even the smaller guys like Jose Altuve. If you've ever gone to an Astros game and you're up close, you can see how big his forearms are. And I guarantee you that's from doing heavy carries, whether that's both arms at the same time with a dumbbell or a single arm carry to also help with the core as well. But that's definitely one thing that kind of, you know, pops when you go to a baseball game and see how these guys are built. It's big legs and then big forearms. I mean, that's the connector to the bat, right? Like, that's the last muscle group that attaches to your hands that is holding the bat. So if you have strong forearms, you can keep a strong wrist throughout contact, which is going to help you drive the ball even further. Now, top five, we're going to round it out with chin-ups. I think we like throwing chin-ups into this one because it's a great pulling exercise, and it's also super healthy, or keeps baseball players super healthy. When you think about, you know, throwing and overhead athletes, you have to have strong biceps because biceps are the muscles that are going to help decelerate, you know, when you're throwing a baseball. So it really actually helps protect your shoulders as well, on top of adding mass to your upper back, for, you know, posture, for stability, for structure, of the backside of the athlete. And then obviously it's going to stretch your lats and strengthen your lats while you're doing that as well, which is super critical for bat speed and throwing power. If you look at, you know, when a baseball player is at release and they're throwing, their lats are super stretched out. So being able to be strong, and then when you like focus on going down all the way in a chin up, you really want to extend your arm as much as you can, so you're pulling through that full range of motion, which is in turn, like I just said, is going to lead into throwing harder and then hitting faster or hitting harder as well. You know, sometimes chin-ups are tough for people, so it's one of those exercises that we gradually need to work people into, whether that be doing eccentric reps where you jump up to the top and then slowly lower yourself down, or you can even use bands. We use a lot of bands for our athletes who are just getting into them. But then once you start getting the hang of that, you get into doing just body weight, and then you can start adding reps, and then you get good enough, you can start adding weight to that as well.
Right. Yeah. Chin-ups, super important. Just working the posterior chain, right? There's so much exercises that happen with our baseball guys where it's all pressing, right? Pushing, pressing. A lot of the times people want to push as much weight as they can, right? And it's, we need to be able to counterbalance that with some pulling work, and chin-ups or pull-ups are such a great way to do it and just work that posterior chain overall.
Cool. Yeah. So going to recap the top five for you guys. Number one, they're really in no order, but just our top five favorite, trap bar deadlift, you know, for total body power, barbell split squat, you know, for the single leg strength and stability, landmine shoulder press for bulletproof shoulders, farmer's carries for the grip strength and core endurance, and then chin-ups for a balanced upper body development.
Yep. And then kind of moving into how to incorporate these into a training program. Don't just add these in randomly, right? You can't, there's a way to do it. Structure matters here. For most of these, we can start with 3 to 4 sets, 4 to 8 reps, somewhere in that strength range. And then as, you know, as we progress and as we periodize our workouts, we can kind of change the rep schemes and the sets and stuff like that. But, you know, that's what we do here at Powerhouse, right? We are certified strength and conditioning specialists. That's what we went to school for. That's what we got our certifications for, is to learn how to properly structure and program these workouts. So if you are a baseball player or a parent looking to get your athlete into a structured training program that is actually going to help them and benefit them in becoming a better baseball player, please head to our website, powerhousefitnesstx.com, book a free consultation with us, and we would love to have y'all in for a chat.
That'll do it for today's episode of Powerhouse Quickcast. Like Liam said, If you're looking to book a consultation with us to see how you can take your game to the next level, please go to our website, powerhousefitnesstx.com, or any of our social media to book a free consultation with us. We can't wait to meet with you guys. Stay strong.